listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. In less than 5 minutes, we're going to have your chance to win Billie Eilish tickets.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
There's nothing I love more when old actors or older people give advice to young people because they've really lived. Well, the Fonz, Henry Winkler, was talking to Jimmy Fallon, and he gave some advice to young actors.
So I would say be honest about your talent, train your talent, work, even if it is in the basement of your church or synagogue.
Yeah.
Keep your motor going. Be very tenacious. Be grateful. And then when the time is right, walk out your front door, because there is a place for you that, like there was a place for me. I am living proof.
Wow. That is fantastic.
Isn't that so cool? He's 73 years old. His Barry, his new like shows, new project, has gotten huge success. He also just did a new kids book, Alien Superstar. So that's kind of fun, and it taps into like his Hollywood history. Hey, he said he based the Fonz, his character, on Sylvester Stallone.
Really?
Hey, yeah, exactly.
Yo, Adrian.
He was such a stud back in the day.
You're telling me.
Well, Dr. Drew. Now, he says he has never actually treated Aaron Carter, but says this is a meltdown awaiting.
I don't know Aaron. I have no business commenting on what's going on. He put this face tattoo on. Immediately, that reminded me of Brittany when she shaved her head. It's the same behavior, same probably kind of condition he's in as she was then. And let's just, you know, in terms of trying to understand what Aaron might need, I mean, Brittany is need an extended conservatorship to manage her mental illness. So it's probably that kind of thing we're dealing with.
So he also says Aaron should definitely be in the hospital right now. And he's about ready to go berserk.
I really feel bad for that guy. I wish he could get some help because something is going on there.
Yes, he's either schizophrenic. He has a lot that he's bipolar. He's allegedly. He has all these diagnoses. He's very, very intelligent and very, talented. It's just he seems
tortured. Like something is, and he's probably been there for a while, bubbling up.
So hopefully he gets the help he needs. And of course, when anyone gets a face tattoo, you question, are they okay? So of course,
unless your name's Post Malone, then hey, that's totally cool.
Or Mike Tyson, I guess. But yeah. We're pulling for you, Aaron Carter. Well, Tyler Perry is saying Madea is going away.
The only reason to do it even then was for what it was doing for the people, bringing joy and laughter and lifting people. Stay that course. So as long as it's doing that, it had its purpose and its power. When it stops doing that, then it's gone for good. But as for right now, I'm done. So we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. Tyler says he plans to retire Madea at the end of this year, which isn't that far, just a few months away. Says she has served her purpose.
Yeah. Aww. Well, check his bank account.
Yeah, exactly.
She's done a great job.
Absolutely. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson, as if we needed one more reason to love him, he serenaded a 100-year-old fan.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marie Grover, who turns 100 years old today. Wow. And I'm so honored that she's my fan. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my God. She sounds like the Jogger.
Her name is Marie Grover. She's from Philly and obviously got a kick out of The Rock. What a cool dude. Happy 100th birthday to Marie.
That's amazing. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. This little kid, could you imagine, lost everything in a house fire. When he came back to school, his classmates had the ultimate surprise for him waiting right there in the classroom. That's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.